This is Braun Strowman, the monster among men. And you're listening to the Pop Culture Podcast with your host, Rob!
Gentlemen, back here on the Bob Culture Podcast. I'm so excited for this one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome former Jewish heavyweight champion and OTW classic champion coming right off of his WrestleMania debut in front of 80,000 plus fans in attendance and millions watching all over the world. He has a big time match for the Trifecta Championship this Saturday night at SWF Mega Slam. You can get your tickets now at Eventbrite. Check them out. And guys, I'm so excited to welcome indie up-and-comer. Please welcome Mr. Ike Phillips. Ike, how are you? Thanks for a few minutes, man.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. No, it's an honor to talk to you. So obviously, you know, you kind of made your WrestleMania debut already as Colin Joe's therapist. That was pretty cool. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But first, I wanted to talk a little bit about your origin story. What got you into the wrestling business in the first place?
Well, I mean, I've been watching wrestling since I was a kid. And, you know, my mom got me into it. Funny, my mom actually wanted to be a professional wrestler. But
no way.
She had asthma. Yeah. She had asthma and everything like that. So she really wasn't able to do it. But she was the one that got me into it. And I watched it all the way until I got up to about high school. And then I stopped. You know, you get into other stuff, and you do your other things. And so I hadn't watched for about 10 years. So I was coaching football. I coached football at University of Miami for 2 years.
Oh, nice!
And I had a little stint coaching. I started off volunteering when I went to school at Arizona State. Then I got a job to Cleveland Browns for 2 years, and then 2 years at University of Miami.
Wow!
But while I was at Miami, half the roster was lifting in there for WrestleMania. That was when WrestleMania was in Miami.
Yes.
And, so kind of reliving my childhood just a little bit. It was pretty cool to just see the guys in there. And that got me interested. I started watching it again after that happened. And then I come back home. I was teaching, and one of my co-workers, Tank Tolan, he's the Ring of Honor in WWE,
mm-hmm.
and him and I got to talking a bit, and my cousin was reffing for OTW, and so just a couple guys that I had talked to thought I would fit in well there, and I said, hey, you know, I'll give it a try. Went over to OTW, watched the day of training, and signed up, and here we are now.
Yeah, man. I mean, what a crazy ride, and good for you, man. You're already crushing it. You know, I know I saw you over the summer at Boardwalk Beatdown. What an event that was, making your AC debut in Atlantic City, of course, versus a friend of the show, Frankie Picard, and some other guys. Now you have a match coming up with Frankie and, I believe, Jimmy Controversy this Saturday at SWF Mega Slam for that Trifecta Championship. It's going to be a great match, man. What can you tell me? You know, and I've seen some of the videos you posted on YouTube. You know, you think sometimes people consider you an afterthought in this match. You're out there to kind of make a declarative statement, really make a run at this title. Any strategy going into this one, if you want to give it away? And what do you think about your opponents?
First of all, the opponents, both of them got pretty big mouths. I hope they can back it up when they're in the ring. For me, I'm just, I'm a quiet guy, and I'll get fired up for the crowd and everything like that. But I'm one of those guys who kind of puts his head down and gets to work, and I don't do much trash talking. I do the work in the ring, and I don't do anything crazy. I'm not fancy. I'm not doing triple backflips or anything like that. I just I get out there and I try to get the job done as efficiently as possible and be as physical as I possibly can, and tell a good story for the crowd. Both of my opponents are awesome. They're both super talented and has done great things in this business. And, you know, yeah, I do feel like I've been an afterthought, not just within the Trifecta brand, but within a lot of promotions. I mean, I've come and gone in a lot of promotions, haven't got calls back. I've been in some ridiculous matches I've been put in, and, you know, I know what I'm capable of, and this is my opportunity to prove it at SWS, biggest event of the year, Mega Slam. So I'm here to show everybody exactly what I can do and that I can be in the main event team.
Absolutely, man. Really well said. And speaking of opportunity, you know, obviously last Sunday we saw you at WrestleMania. I'm up at the 300 level. We're looking down, you know, just try, you know, great production, great time all around. And we're watching the Battle Royal at the pre-show. You know, it's kind of, you know, I'm familiar with your work. I've seen you in Atlantic City. I've seen you on the Indies. And, you know, my friends are going, looking at Colin Joe's therapist. He's kind of big for a therapist. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it. We're laughing at it. Sure enough, you got those hands. That's for sure. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But little did I know, I come home and, you know, I see all over social media, this is Ike Phillips. I know Ike Phillips, and I feel so bad I didn't realize at the time. You know, I guess I was so engulfed in the story. But first of all, congratulations on that, man. I know a lot of indie guys. We have a lot of indie guys on the show that would kill to be in that, you know, figuratively, of course, to be in that position. So first of all, congratulations. And second of all, let us know, like, how did that come to be? How did you end up working with the WWE on WrestleMania Sunday?
First of all, thank you very much. It's hard to even believe that it's happened. And like you say, there's a million guys that would kill to have that opportunity.
Yeah.
Not just on the indies, but there's guys that are in WWE right now.
True.
That might never get a WrestleMania opportunity. I mean, just the amount of hands that are backstage that didn't get to be on TV at WrestleMania and throughout history as well. Amazing, amazing wrestlers.
Absolutely.
I just feel so fortunate and really just lucky to have that opportunity. And you know, I hope I perform to WWE's expectations, and I hope to be involved again. But yeah, so I had been talking to WWE for a little bit, just kind of just chatting here and there. A couple of guys who do bookings for extras, and I went down to NXT a couple months ago down in Florida, and they didn't have any extra work for me. They brought me down for extra, but you know, I was pretty much just hanging out backstage and just watching the whole way that the whole production was done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, didn't get any work, but stayed in contact. And then I reached out to their booking I asked for Takeover because you know we're in my area, so I'd be available for Takeover. I'd be available for, you know, Mania, Raw, SmackDown, since everything's right in the area.
Yeah.
And then they said they were all booked up. So I just went on my day, and then I just got about a week and a half ago, a week before Mania, I got an email asking if I was still available.
Wow.
And of course, if I wasn't, I would make myself available.
Yeah. yeah.
So I got the call and I went up there. I had no idea what they had planned. 2 days before, I was up there for 3 days. I had another show up in North Jersey with DGW.
Yep.
And so I stayed up in the area, and I brought one suit with me, and then I got an email Friday night, make sure you bring multiple suit options. I'm like, oh Jesus, I brought one. So I emailed him back. I was like, I'll go buy more suits. Just tell me exactly what colors you want, just so I know.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I just mixed it up wherever, and that was fine. Of course, we used the suit that I had originally brought anyway.
No way.
I'll use the suits anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's funny because it was a custom suit. First time I wore it.
Hey, the suit looked great,
and it's
though,
ripped.
Man.
the suit's ripped now, but yeah, it was worth every bit of it.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Yeah, it was an expensive one, but you know, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so then, yeah, so I get there, call time is 10 a.m., around noon, I get pulled off. Do you have any idea what you're doing? I said, no one's told me anything. And then, you know, they brought me through the whole deal, and it was shocking. I couldn't believe it.
Great.
What I was brought in for.
Crazy, yeah, man. And it's awesome. And again, congratulations. Real quick, what was it like working, you know, being in that WWE locker room, and what was it like more so getting those hands? And you know, you said your suit was ripped, and working with Braun Strowman.
It was really cool, and I know the answer that people are expecting to hear was that it, you know, it was a surreal, like it was a surreal experience, but like. And I was like overwhelmed and all that stuff, but honestly, I felt like I belonged there. I really did.
I wasn't nervous.
I was a little bit nervous maybe about a half an hour before we went out there, but as soon as I went out there, like all the nerves went away. The whole time I was backstage and the whole time that I was out there, I honestly felt like I belonged. I could see myself being there. Like they brought me down into the performance center and I got that proper training. On a consistent basis, I feel like I can hang in WWE and be there in some capacity.
Awesome.
So I know the proper answer is that I could, you know, I really felt out of place and nervous and everything like that. But to be honest with you, I really felt like I belonged there. Just a lot. There's so many things backstage that people don't see. Like so many people that are involved to make the production as great as it is.
Yeah.
Between the agents dealing with the matches and the writers and you know, interns and all these guys that helped me along the way and encouraged me during my time back there. It was there's a lot of great people involved with WWE that people don't see on camera.
Absolutely, man. It's such a seamless production, too. It's not like we see you walking down the ramp. I mean, everything's ready to go. You know, Conjo says, here's my therapist, and there you are, ready to go. And totally believable storytelling, really, really great. You know, like I said, we're like, oh, he's kind of big for a therapist. But we're like, you know, it was totally believable, seamless production, and we're just super stoked for you, man. Congratulations again. Really well done.
Thank you. I didn't think I seemed too big compared to Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
He dwarfed me.
Yeah. I think in terms of like being in shape and stuff, we're like, oh, he's, you know, this is good. He's ready to go. You know, he can hang with these guys. He can get those hands, that's for sure. But congratulations again, man. And I think, you know, just while I watched it again last night in preparation for the interview, and just totally just great work. And I'm sure they would love to work with you again. Who knows what's in the future, man?
Yeah, I definitely think it's, you know, it could be an angle that they can definitely work with in the future. I think there's a nice story there.
I like that. I see you popping up on Raw. I like that, man. All right.
Yeah, I really do. And the feedback I got from everybody was all like really, really positive. Everybody knocked it out of the park, and they were really happy with it. And I heard that Mr. McMahon was really happy with it too. So,
oh, there you go.
At the end of the day, that's what really matters.
Ding, ding, ding. That's right.
So I really hope that I impressed everybody, and I really, really hope to be able to work with them again, because it was a lot of fun. And like I said, I felt like I belonged there. I feel like I could be in WWE, really.
Always good when the boss is happy, man. Good for you, man. Maybe we'll see you back a little. I'm going to call you Dr. Phillips from now on for sure. All right. Let's talk a little bit about some of the outside of the ring stuff, man. Any hobbies or anything you're into besides, you know, obviously working between the ropes?
Yeah. So, that is what takes up all my free time is the wrestling, but, for my shoot job, I bartend and manage at Bungalow Beach Bar and AC Beer Garden in Atlantic City.
Oh, no way, man.
Yeah, it's an awesome place. I work for a lot of great people, and they're so good to me with my wrestling schedule and everything. I try not to take advantage of it in the summertime because we're really, really busy during the summer. But, they let me off Saturday for Mega Slam. They let me off 3 days for Mania Week, but without them, it's really hard for me to get this stuff done. But it's such a great family to work for, such great people to work for, and the place is awesome. I had a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Really cool, man. And we're always in Atlantic City, man. So definitely, you know, hope to shake your hand one day, man. Maybe get an autograph
or
something, man.
Absolutely. Stop by anytime. Yeah, so basically my free time is, you know, it's wrestling, and I'm engaged, so... spend the time with my fiance whenever I can get a chance.
Oh, congratulations. Congrats, man.
Thank you. She's very patient with me, too, because, you know, it gets really tough because, you know, when we're in peak season, I'm here from 10 in the morning till sometimes 4 in the morning, 6 days a week. And, you know, so I'm spread very thin. And then I go on the road for a show, and sometimes I really don't get to hear for days on end. And I really appreciate how patient she is with it. It really means a lot to be able to do it.
No, that's really cool, and she can help you pick out the all the suits you're going to need that you know you may be going through.
I know.
So, real quick, something I like to ask all these indie up and comers, including yourself, and I mean you're killing it already, man. You're WrestleMania, can't beat that. But I wanted to ask you any dream opponents, past, present, you know, NXT, Impact, WWE, Indies, you know, past or present, and any legends, any dream opponents?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, this will never happen, but, you know, I grew up loving The Undertaker. That was my guy from the beginning. And getting to see him backstage was really cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the one I always wanted. But honestly, you know, there's so much talent out there, and I've already worked with so many great guys, and there's so much talent up at WWE and other promotions as well. I'm honored to get in the ring with anybody. Like I said, I'm really simple with my style. I don't do a bunch of crazy stuff. You know, I'm not very spotty or anything like that. If it were up to me, every match would be called out there on the fly. That's how I like to work. So, you know, I'm willing to work with anybody. And I really just want to tell a good story. That's the most important thing.
Great
in the match. So, there's so many talented guys. I'd work with anybody. They're really good.
I love that answer. That's a fantastic answer. And lastly, real quick, and thanks again for a few minutes. Like, absolute honor and pleasure. I appreciate it, man.
Please, anytime.
I think I know the answer to this one. Obviously, you know, you got a taste of the bright lights. For sure. I mean, the grandest stage of them all. What does the future hold for Ike Phillips, and what's the ultimate goal, whether it be WWE, Impact, anywhere? What's the goal here?
Well, anybody who's ever asked me that question, I think you already know the answer to this.
Yeah.
The goal has been, and always was, and always will be WWE. You know, whatever other outlets I have to go through to get there, I absolutely will, whether it be Impact, whether it be Ring of Honor, whether it be just working my way through the indies. I'll obviously be honored to work for anybody, but at the end of the day, the goal is WWE and nothing else. And the day that I don't feel that I have an opportunity to be there anymore will probably be the day that I stop wrestling.
Love it.
So that is the goal.
Love it. Really well said. Doesn't hurt getting your foot in the door under those bright lights. Doesn't hurt that you made the boss happy either, man. That's great. Hey, Ike, thanks so much for a few minutes. Best of luck moving forward. Guys, make sure you follow Ike at IkePhillips13 on Twitter. And you can catch him this Saturday night at SWF Mega Slam in Bayville, New Jersey. That's this Saturday night. You can get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Ike, thanks so much for a few minutes. Absolute pleasure, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.